Aldergrove's biggest event of the year is coming up Friday, July 18th to Sunday, July 20th, when the Aldergrove Fair brings together thousands of people. The fair is on the third weekend of July, placing it this year on July 18th to 20. It takes over Aldergrove Athletic Park and the Kinsman Community Center. The event attracts at least 10,000 people, and the numbers have been growing over the years. The volunteers who plan the fair strive to find a balance of entertainment and activities to appeal to different ages and interests. Fair President John Catley noted that the community is growing with many people moving in who have never attended the fair. They are encouraged to check out the community's biggest event of the year to learn more about Aldergrove. Organizers have planned tons of family-friendly events. As well, there will be vendors, food trucks, a beverage garden, and the main stage with entertainment for every taste. Adults who have always wanted to check out bouncy castles will get the chance at the fair. There will be blow-up toys for adults and kids in the games area. People can try out virtual reality at the fair at the Another World VR site. Lazy Acres Pigs will be doing races at the fair. As well, there will be pony rides, and local 4-H groups will be there with their projects. Thunderbird Quick Draw Team hosts the Canadian Championships during the fair. The Fraser Valley Tractor Pullers Association will be making some noise at the fair. People can watch members compete with their various pieces of equipment. An all-ages Taylor Swift dance party takes place Thursday, July 17, starting at 6 p.m. like the fair. Admission is by donation. See related story online. "We're getting a lot of interested in it, no question about that," Catley said. "It should be a great way to kick everything off." On Friday, July 18, the fair gates open at 5 p.m. with the annual car show kicking off at 6 p.m. The fair is open that evening. There will be live music from 6:30 to 10 p.m. The Saturday, July 19 schedule is the busiest of the fair. The gates open at 9 a.m. Will's Jams show goes from 10 to 10:45 a.m. followed by Penny Pom Pom and the Garden Fairy between 11:15 a.m. and noon. Will Stroe, the award-winning Canadian children's entertainer, returns to the community with his high-energy and interactive music. Stroe is the star of the TV show Will's Jams on CBC Kids. Then it's time to watch the tractor pull, which run from noon to 3 p.m. The opening ceremonies are scheduled from 12:15 to 1 p.m. before the on-stage entertainment takes over for the rest of the afternoon and evening. Ryan Zalo performs 3 to 4 p.m. The Time Machine slot is 4:30 to 6 p.m. Perfectly Petty is on stage 6:30 to 8 p.m. Blue Collar Overdrive caps off the evening with a show from 8:30 to 10 p.m. The music of Bachman Turner Overdrive will be heard around the fairgrounds courtesy of the Tribute Act. "We're looking forward to taking care of business for the fine folks at this year's fair. Let it roll," the band posted. The fair continues Sunday with the gates open as of 9 a.m. Cowboy Church with Garth Johannesson is slated for 9 to 10 a.m. followed by live entertainment back on stage starting at noon. Dirt Road Rebels is an eight-piece country band based out of the Fraser Valley. Originally formed in Gold Bridge, Dirt Road Rebels are making waves in the country music scene with high-energy live shows and catchy original songs, as well as everything from 1990s country to today's hits. Their show is noon to 1 p.m. The Tractor Pull continues Sunday, also noon to 3 p.m. The 60-minute slot starting at 1:30 p.m. will be filled by the band Bar Down. Rockin' Rodeo is going to rock right into the Aldergrove Fair with a blend of classics to today's rock and country rock for their set from 3 to 4 p.m., after which time the winner of the 50-50 will be announced. There's also activities that runs throughout the fair, such as dog agility demonstrations, pig races, rides, a kids' zone, and vendors. The fair does not charge admission, so that it's not an economic barrier to anyone. Donations are accepted at the gate, and this year, there's tap technology to make it easier for people. Watch for updates on the fair website, aldergrovefair.ca, and its Facebook page.